USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Pence will receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine publicly on Friday as part of an effort by officials to build public confidence. Pence, the leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Second Lady Karen Pence, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will all receive the vaccine at the White House. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee, the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets Fed interest rates and other monetary policy tools, upgraded their projections on how quickly the U.S. will recover from the economic blow of the pandemic. The new projections were released Wednesday. 2020 gross domestic product growth improved from a decline of 3.7% in September to a drop of 2.4% in December. The baseline interest rate is projected to be 0 to 0.25%. China's Chang'e 5 moon probe has landed safely in Mongolia. The probe drilled 6 feet into the moon and collected 4.4 pounds of moon rocks. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Hunter Biden laptop, forfeited when an $80 repair bill wasn't paid, may lead to a special counsel exposing the Biden family ties to China and Russia. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The U.S. Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will review a case deciding whether the NCAA's limits on compensation for student-athletes violate the nation's antitrust laws. Former University of Miami and New Orleans Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma.
We had always felt that there was going to come a tipping point for the student-athletes to finally come together and say enough is enough.
The court will not hear the arguments in the case until after the new year, with an outcome expected by the end of June. The court's unusual expedition into sports law comes amid an increasing national battle between athletes and schools they play for. The NCAA says it's just trying to protect amateurism and to maintain basic competitiveness between schools. On the other side, players argue that top athlete teams are operating a system that acts as a classic restraint of trade in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. A former NHL hockey star, now playing in the Czech Republic, continues to do what he loves best. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
Hockey's ageless wonder is taking the ice once more. NHL legend Jaromír Jágr is returning to the rink for his 33rd professional season, suiting up for the Kladno Knights of the Extraliga in the Czech Republic. He's also co-owner and president of the team. The 48-year-old Jágr spent 24 seasons in the NHL, racking up 766 goals, the third most all-time, and 1,921 points, good for second all-time. He won his first Stanley Cup with the Pittsburgh Penguins in 1991, 29 years ago. The average age of his new teammates, 27. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.